Water supply. A better fog trap. A clever upgrade of a humble but useful technology.
Every night, air cooled and moistened by the Humboldt currents blows over Chile's northern coast and across the Atacama Desert. The billowing banks of fog thus created might look insubstantial, but there is water here to be captured. And in this, the driest place on earth, capture it people do. Fog harvesting will never be big business, for it needs particular conditions to operate well. But in zones like the Atacama, where moisture-laden breezes bring fog but no rain, the invention in the 1960s of traps which can pluck that moisture from the air has helped sustain settlements otherwise on the brink of drought. Fog traps are polymer mesh screens mounted in metal frames. As misty zephyrs blow through them, droplets of water adhere to the mesh. These absorb others until a result breaks free and runs down the screen, as a raindrop runs down a window pane, into a collector. A typical trap, with a 40 square meter collecting area, yields about 200 litres a day. That is enough to supply around 60 people with drinking water. Such a collector costs $1,000 or so, and will last a decade. A simple idea, then, but even simple technology can be upgraded. And that is exactly what Ursula Stachowicz of the AGH University of Science and Technology in Krakow, Poland, proposes to do. Her upgrade relies on giving the mesh a slight electrical charge. Overall, the molecules in it are electrically neutral. But polymer molecules are large, and their electrons can move about within them. Uneven distribution of these electrons means some parts of a molecule are positive, and some negative. That fact might be exploited to give the outside of each thread in the mesh one electrical polarity, either positive or negative, while burying the other polarity in the thread's interior. Just as static electricity will attract a balloon to a wall, a surface charge created in this way will attract water droplets from the air.